An application to allow a house to keep its illegal secondary suite moved a step closer to approval by Delta Council last week, but one councillor warned that the city needs to do more to crack down on such units. At Council's November 21 meeting, a recommendation to grant third reading to discharge a land use contract for a house in the 1100 block of 81st Avenue in North Delta was approved. While Count Jesse Dosange voted in favor, he told his colleagues that Delta needs to be more strict when it comes to unauthorized suites. They can bring a variety of parking and safety concerns, among other issues, he said. I see we need to be more strict with the bylaw on this, he said. A land use contract discharge is needed in order for the secondary suite in the residence to become legal. Council was to consider third reading this summer but sent the application back to staff to address concerns raised by area residents. The homeowner applied to discharge the land use contract because the contract on the home's title does not permit secondary suites, although the current underlying zoning would allow a suite. A longtime resident on the street wrote to council conveying opposition, noting a current increase in transient traffic and that the home already has multiple residents living within it, with multiple vehicles parking in non-parking areas, including in front of a park, walkways and driveways. A previous report states several residents also conveyed opposition about the illegal suite becoming legal and that the unit, constructed without permits, has been in use for some time. Staff note that an illegal suite was decommissioned in August 2018 after building inspection staff responded to complaints regarding a secondary suite being rented out. On November 24, 2020, building inspectors found that the suite had been re-established for the purpose of family use. The suite is no longer being used for family and is being rented out, a staff report earlier this year noted. The latest report to council said there were concerns regarding parking, garbage storage, traffic and safety issues. In response, the owner confirmed that they live on site and submitted a letter stating that they would be responsible for parking and garbage storage on site, and that there would be no traffic or safety issues arising from the application. The latest report adds that the Property Use and Compliance Department has advised that there are no further concerns regarding the application and that there are no outstanding calls for service at the property. Staff also confirm that the proposed secondary suite would meet all zoning bylaw regulations.